Show Me the Science with Professor Luke O'Neill.
Hello, Luke O'Neill here, and welcome to Show Me the Science, where every week I ruffle through the media and ruffle through the whole science thing and pick a topic that might be interesting, and hopefully you find them interesting. And this one, in the news recently, the world's oldest person died. And in the same week, if you can believe it, Ireland's oldest person died as well. So two of the very elderly people in our communities passed away. So I thought I'd do the science of aging, and in particular, what can people who live to a ripe old age tell us? So the science of the very old, if you like, is probably what I'm going to talk about today. Now, it's in the news anyway, because multi-billionaires keep putting money up to invest in research into aging. So one question is, what can people like Jeff Bezos learn from these really older people, I guess, because they keep investing loads and loads of money into research into aging. Now, it was Ireland's oldest woman, Phyllis Furness, passed away at the age of 109. It was actually on May 23rd when she passed away. And she passed away in Moycull, a nursing home. Her granddaughter, Jackie Ord, had travelled all the way from Australia to be with her. And then, secondly, then, the world's oldest, that was the oldest person in Ireland, the oldest person in the world, Maria Moreira, she died as well very recently at the age of 117. So she made it to the age of 117. Phyllis made it to the age of 109. And Maria was on X. Isn't that great? Used to be called Twitter. She used to tweet or send out messages. And her family sent the message out on X. She said, Maria has left us. She has gone the way she wanted, in her sleep, at peace and without pain. And they also said that she said just before she died, because she knew it was coming, I want to meet death with a smile, feeling free and satisfied. So what a great way to go at the age of 117. Now, as I say, there's never been so much money being invested into research to try and understand aging. And that understanding will hopefully allow us to live to a ripe old age. The goal of all this research isn't necessarily to allow us to live to be 200. You never know, our limit might be Maria's age, upper 120 maybe, something like that. We don't know the exact age, but every life form on Earth has a limit. The goal is more to allow us to reach that age healthily. Because as you get older, of course, all these diseases get much more common. And in fact, one example is cancer. Did you know aging is the single biggest risk factor for getting cancer? Obviously enough, as you get older, the risk of cancer goes up. That's the biggest risk factor, is age. But other things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, arthritis, there's so many diseases that are diseases of aging. So if we can understand aging, we might prevent those diseases, or certainly slow them down, because they're tied into the aging process. And that's one reason to invest in this research. So Jeff Bezos, he's invested in a company called Altos. And it looks like he's put in nearly $300 million, by the way, of his own money to fund that company. And they're trying to come up with ways to slow down and maybe even reverse aging. Now, there's another idea. You keep sending the clock backwards, and that doesn't mean you live forever. But still, the reversal of some of the aging processes might be possible. PayPal, Peter Thiel, the founder of PayPal, he's put millions and millions into Unity Biotechnology. Mark Zuckerberg, with his wife Priscilla Chan, set up the Chan Zuckerberg Foundation. They have put billions into this, by the way, a lot of money. And one of its key goals is diseases of aging. Can we understand them? And then one last example is Google. Now, you wonder why all these tech billionaires are doing this. I guess they're having a great life and they want to keep living it, I suppose, is one motivation. But the Google founders, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, have put millions into a company called Calico. And I visited Calico about 2019, 2020, and it's an amazing place in California. All Calico are doing is understanding, sort of trying to understand and investigate the aging process and diseases associated with it. And when I was in Calico, they've got a thing called a naked mole rat colony. And one thing Calico are doing is they're studying naked mole rats. Although I heard recently they've stopped doing that aspect, but when I was there, they had the naked mole rats. Naked mole rats live to a really old age, and the big question is why. They also resist cancer, and that could be a reason. So of course, if we can understand what's going on with them, that might inform us in terms of stopping cancer in humans. If we can learn whatever trick the naked mole rat has up its sleeve, not that it wears coats, but we may be able to deploy that in terms of cancer for humans. That's one reason we're studying naked mole rats. Now, the question then is, what could these tech billionaires learn from Phyllis and Maria? Well, Phyllis is interesting because she, I mean, people have looked at how come she lives to that age. She was very plugged into her local community, volunteered for many things in her local church, very active socially. There's the first clue. If you're active socially, very, very important, it'll stave off the aging process and loads of evidence for this. So a real message for older people is please try and stay connected to your community or to people. It turns out we feed off each other. Not like vampires now, but we get an awful lot from social activity. It seems to be really beneficial. And it's obvious we evolved to be social creatures. And if you aren't socializing, you kind of go into a state that's not ideal. And the aging process speeds up, if anything, if you're not socializing. So Phyllis, very sociable, decades of helping in her local community. And another thing I noticed was her granddaughter, who came from Australia to be with her as she passed, said this. Phyllis had a great love of hats. She would always come to church with a different hat. Now, I am imagining Phyllis wearing crazy hats to church. Now, that's brilliant, because a good sense of humour, enjoying yourself, enjoying life, whatever it might be. It might be hats, it might be whatever it is. So to really, you know, do things that you love is the trick there. And a sense of humour is really important as well. And I noticed as well, the previous oldest person in Ireland, a Cavan woman called Bridget Tierney, who died at 108, she put her longevity down to not eating anything out of a tin. She said that, right? And that's interesting, isn't it? Avoid processed foods. She said, everything I eat is made of fresh ingredients. So again, that gives us clue number three. Healthy diet, really important. Avoid processed foods. That would help you live to a ripe old age. And again, is Bezos listening? These are the things that you need, right? And what about Maria? The oldest woman, you know, amazing. She was born in San Francisco on the 4th of March, 1907. Her family went back to Spain. And again, it looks as if the diet in Spain was optimal. We have this thing called the Mediterranean diet. And a scientist assessed her last year, actually, before she died. And of course, can you imagine? They were going in to examine her. She was 116 years of age. But she didn't mind. She was fully sort of aware of everything. And the scientist said that she remembers with impressive clarity events from when she was 4 years of age. No evidence of cardiovascular disease that happens in older people. And they concluded that there must have been something genetic. So it does turn out that 25% of your risk of aging, shall we say, is in your genes. And some people have certain genetic variants that seem to allow them to live out longer lives. And in her family, many were over 90. And that gave them a clue that having a certain set of genes would be beneficial. And of course, the scientists being backed by the likes of Bezos, they're trying to find what genetic variants might help you live into a ripe old age. And some genes have been found. One is called ApoE, which is interesting. It's tied into Alzheimer's, actually. Another one called FOXO3. So these variants of those, if you carry them, seem to increase the likelihood that you will live to a ripe old age. But that means that 75% is environmental. And a healthy lifestyle and all the various things we're talking about will account for 75% of your chance of living to an old age. And Maria herself, when they assessed her, she said that she thought her own longevity was due to order, tranquility, good connection with family and friends, contact with nature, no worries and no regrets. Now, that's really important, isn't it? So in other words, again, the social bit, very important. Keep calm, avoid sort of stress is a key thing as well. And the last thing she said that I love is she said she stayed away from toxic people. Now, how many people in your life are toxic? It's hard to avoid them. I'm sure I'm toxic to some people as well. So avoid the people you deem to be toxic. And that'll do you a lot of good, really, in terms of that's about stress, I suppose. And stress is a big negative. So the three women, Maria, Bridget, and indeed Phyllis, tell us an awful lot about what it needs to live a good, healthy life. And I'll give it to you again. Social connection, have a good laugh, good diet, stay calm, enjoy nature, try not to worry and stay away from toxic people. Who needs to invest billions in research when those are the things that seem to guide us? And of course, it's a combination of those with your genetics. And if you're lucky to have the right genetics, you'll really live to a really good old age. Now, of course, ultimately, they might want to change these genes that may put you at risk of aging more quickly. But given that 75% of it is modifiable, which means you can do things don't worry about the genes. You may be carrying variants that might put you at risk of aging more quickly. But if you've got the right sort of lifestyle, you can counter that to some extent, remember. So never forget that. Lifestyle plays a really big part in all of this. Now, the kinds of research that's happening, and I've covered this before, they are looking at things like naked mole rats, as I mentioned. Also bats. Bats live to a really old age. And in fact, the bats are interesting because they're living well beyond the age that, say, a mouse would live to, and they're the same size. And the big question is, what are those bats doing, or what's in their bodies that allow them to live? And they're studying bats. Emma Teeling, a great Irish scientist who spent time in my lab, we've had a collaboration, me and Emma. She is a bat expert, and she managed to get a huge EU grant recently. It's called a Synergy Grant to coordinate lots of bat scientists in Europe to study these very things. So let's wish Emma well in her research, because she's been doing this for a while and found all kinds of interesting things about bats and why they live to a really good age. And again, remember, we're all mammals, so we might learn from bats very importantly in terms of why they're able to stave off the aging process. And that could be useful to us then as Homo sapiens. And then another really interesting thing recently, and it's a recent study. My podcasts are always up to date. A study from Stanford has studied aging. And to their surprise, they found that aging doesn't happen gradually. Like, you might think day by day, each day goes by and you get a bit older. And certainly if you come into news talk, you age more quickly. No, you don't. That's unfair. But, we seem to age pretty gradually. But the truth is there's two bursts of aging where it speeds up. And one is when you're 44 and the second is when you're 60. And that was really interesting and somewhat unexpected. So you turn your mid-40s and suddenly you speed up in aging. And then you go back to the same rate, I suppose. And then when you turn 60, there's a pulse of aging. And why would that be? They don't know. And the evidence for this was they measured 135,000 separate molecules were measured in people. Now I'm talking proteins, nucleic acids, microbes. They measured loads of things and they noticed pulses of them were changing at these two ages. And the things that were changing were tied into aging. So for example, muscle proteins and skin elasticity. There was a speeding up of aging of that in your mid-40s and after your 60s. Some of the proteins involved in controlling muscle strength were being affected at those two ages. So there does seem to be two accelerated periods of aging, which is very interesting. And of course, we'd like to know more about that. What's changing at those two ages? They're the things to focus in on. Because if you could target those, you might slow down those two bursts of aging. And that could be really beneficial. So again, a very interesting study that was, again, science revealing things that we don't quite expect. It turns out that in your mid-40s, there was evidence of the heart having problems, I guess, with aging. When you turn 60, it was the kidneys seemed to come up. So again, this could be very useful because you might be able to ward off those changes and slow down that aging process at those two age groups. So again, very active area of research. And as I said, billions being invested in it. Now, of course, the investors, the tech billionaires rather, and the biotech billionaires are smart. They know the anti-aging market could be huge if they make breakthroughs. In 2023, it was over $70 billion. Was the value of the anti-aging market. Now, can you imagine if we discover things to slow down aging really effectively? That's going to be very lucrative. It'll also help our health, of course, as well. All kinds of ethical questions comes up about who pays for this, but still, there's madness. There's method in the madness here, basically. Investing in aging research will ultimately, hopefully, give rise to ways to slow down aging, and more importantly than slowing down aging, stop these diseases that are happening as we age, and that'll bring all kinds of benefits. So again, fair play to the investors, I got putting the money up, but never forget, Phyllis was there, and Bridget and Maria, and they tell us a lot about what you need to live to a ripe old age in a very healthy way. So there you have it, the science of aging and the science of Phyllis, Bridget and Maria. And thanks as ever for listening. And of course, my podcast is a News Talk production, available for download every Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.